matters arising, let's take things in a certain order. Action areas, members have been circulated with an update on the action areas prior to the meeting. I've just got a couple of comments which I'll perhaps raise now. One, I think normally we highlight or we make clear what have been the changes since we last reviewed the action area list, and I don't see that done on this occasion, so maybe it's my copy, but I think it's useful for members to be it's helpful for members to be able to see immediately where there have been changes and what progress has been made. And then secondly, what I was going to suggest, because I suspect members would like it, is that perhaps at the next meeting of the task force we do go through the action areas again. We have a review of the action areas, because a lot of most of it now was done April last year, so I think it's timely that we do have a review. But Chris, do you want just to react to the my first comment?
Thank you, Chair. Actually, because this action areas table is a brand new table, which has a quite different format with the previous one, so that we have not highlighted the changes, because actually all are changed. So, start from the next one, we will, as what Chair suggests, we will highlight those changes so that members can easily identify what has been changed, what has been improved, and what needs to be followed up. For the review of action area, we will put it in the agenda item of the next meeting. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. I'll come back, Paul, in a minute. Paragraph 511 of the minutes. We are still waiting on the Cycling Alliance for their comments and reaction to the questions that were raised by members at the when they presented last time. So that's an outstanding matter, and Secretariat will follow up with them. Wan Chai Development Phase 2. This is obviously something that we do need to focus on going forward. I've agreed with the Harbour Unit that they will brief us at the next meeting on what and where we are, because we tend to spend a lot of time on Central. But obviously Wan Chai progresses at some pace, and we need to obviously to see and review what's happening on the Wan Chai waterfront. Those are the only items I've got in terms of matters arising. Paul, do you want to say something?
Just a question for the Harbour Unit, and Chris is for that overview of the Harbourfront Enhancement by Action Areas. Does that include then all the opportunities and the strategy paper? Originally we had three papers, Action Areas, Opportunities from Lens Department, and I think the strategy by the Harbour Unit that was prepared, I think, for LegCo. And so you've combined all three into one. Just if you can give some background about how what you have done to create this new list, it would be great to know. And the second point that I want to make is, Chairman, it's good to know that Wan Chai will be discussed in the next meeting. I hope that the proposals that are floated by the Royal Hong Kong Yacht Club, who've been knocking on the doors of CDD and the Harbour Unit will be, and the Harbourfront Enhancement Committee or the Harbourfront Commission will be heard at the same time. So we can talk about all these things in one go, rather than that we delay this further. Thank you.
I'm sure we can include Yacht Club. But Chris, just comment on the list.
Thank you, Paul's comment. Thank you, Chair. We will try to incorporate those different documents into the action areas table for the next round, and as appropriate. Thank you, Chair.
Taking Paul's point, just help us understand how this new list has been compiled then.
So actually, we have making reference to the old action areas table, and also those two tables we have presented to the LegCo Committee of the Harbourfront Enhancement, so that we will also continuously of all other related documents to make sure that any new progress or improvements have been truly reflected into the updated action area table.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I think that's fine. That's clear. Any other matters arising? Good, no, thank you.